Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. If we could have roll call, please.
Mickey Day.
Present.
Dan Klimek.
Present.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
Chris Billick.
Present.
Excused are Dave Klimisch, Bill Mills, Sandy Schoen, Brock Williamson.
Thank you. In your packet, you received minutes of the meeting of October 1st, 2019. If I don't, is there any questions or corrections to those meetings? Hearing none, can I have a motion to accept the meeting as presented?
So moved.
Second?
So moved.
All approved?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Great. Item number four, citizen comments. Anyone in the audience would like to come up and say a word? Hearing no one, we'll move on then to item number five, Director of Public Works report.
Madam Chair, members of the Park Commission, I do have some this evening I would just like to report on. Village staff did go forward and apply for a grant with Wisconsin Coastal Management Program. Actually, two components of it. If you remember with the Park and Open Space Plan, one of the things we were working to achieve at the Prairie Shores Beach area was to do a preservation of the natural area just to the south of Tobin Creek. So we did talk with the consultant. We would score high points for a grant for that. So we did submit a grant for that, and hopefully it's favorable. It's a 50-50 grant. Then the Clean Water Utility would pick up the balance of that.
Wow.
And then also part of that grant is the Clean Water Utility and staff's been working on evaluating the shoreline of the entire area of the Lake Michigan shoreline. So this grant would do some planning for the Prairie Shores area, that kind of that beach area that's with the water levels being so high now, it's really washed away a lot of the beach. So there's newer and different techniques, and one of the techniques is called wave tripping. It puts I'm not an expert on this by any means, but it puts like some jetties underwater, so when the waves hit it, it diffuses the power before it hits the shore. It's kind of a newer technique. It's been proven. I believe Nathan has seen this in other other areas. They kind of recommended it, and the consultant said this would be the perfect opportunity to look at something like that. So the planning grant would make that natural area. It's kind of overgrown with invasive stuff like that, and it would bring that to its natural state and also create some walking paths through there so people can enjoy it when the work's complete. And then that wave tripping to protect the shoreline of that Prairie Shores area and any other publicly owned lands. It's kind of a broader concept of erosion protection versus just doing the jetties individually at each one. So,
how does that affect if someone's swimming or wanting to boat or something? Will those?
Yeah, the wave tripping, the infrastructure is actually underneath. And so it diffuses the base of the power, so it's still, I don't know, there's X amount of foot above the infrastructure. So for props and stuff like that, it shouldn't hit them. Okay. And if the lake levels become much lower, I'm sure that we can mark or identify them if it does become a hazard. But that'll all be part of the planning. They'll take a look at lake elevations historically, record highs, record lows, and come up with the best solution for it. That's part of the planning that the grant will cover.
Okay, great.
And so we are implementing some of the recommendations for the Park and Open Space Plan. And then with the budget, we're also looking at making some of the park improvements also, with like the handicap accessible benches and putting garbage cans, stuff like that. So staff was very excited to get that plan complete, and now the Village Board has accepted some of those improvements as part of their capital improvement program.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's quite a process and those grants. So good job.
Well, have we received the grants or what?
We've not. We are just applying for the grant.
But I mean, it's a lot of I's to dot and a lot of T's to cross. And I've been involved in it early on some of them, and it's quite a process. So it's just a congratulations just to get it to this point.
Yeah, it's a 50 some page grant application, so it's fairly lengthy.
When does it get awarded?
It should be awarded by spring.
Okay.
It does go through our Senator Wirch's office, and we've talked with Senator Wirch about that, and he speaks favorably about it. He can't guarantee anything. It's how it ranks against the other ones, but hopefully it's a very competitive grant. It's very well written, and we're hoping to have it awarded. And then move forward with the plan for those two items in 2020.
Terrific.
Thank you.
You have anything else for us?
That is all I have this evening, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any questions for John? Hearing none. Item six is new business. Consider and approve year 2020 Park Commission meeting times and dates.
Madam Chair and members of the Commission, historically, we've always had the meetings. The first Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. Village Board, I believe it was Monday evening, recommended that effective January 1, the Plan Commission, Park Commission, and the Village Board, I'm not sure if any other of the commissions, change their start time to 5 p.m. universally. Village staff works till 4:30. They put something out on the open government, and the board make that decision to move the meetings to 5 p.m. And with the Village Park Commission meetings, it seems like there's some meetings that just never work out. The first Tuesday in January, because everyone's gone from the holidays, 4th of July week, and then election days also, the ones that you have to move to Wednesdays. So we came up with 7 dates, and we plan on having meetings on all 7 of those dates. There's a lot of different topics. There's updates with the plans, with the parks, that we can do on a regular basis. So it's our intention to hold meetings on these 7 dates. They were printed and published in the village calendar that goes out to all the residents. So it's our intention to hold them on these 7 dates, still the first Tuesdays of February, March, May, June, August, October, and December in 2020, beginning at 5 p.m.
Comments?
I like it. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Motion to approve?
Move to approve the proposed time time and date changes.
Second?
Second.
Second.
All approved?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. And item B, consider and approve resolution number 19-01, fee schedule for ordinance chapter 242 in the Parks and Recreation Plan.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Village Board and Administration has recommended, and we've been going through and taking all the fees and approving them by resolution. So changing the ordinance, pulling all the fees out of the ordinance, and then having them in a resolution that's much a little bit cleaner to update on a anytime that there's changes that need to be done. So we went through, I believe it was last month, and we changed Chapter 242, the Park and Recreation. RecPlex had changed theirs a couple months prior to that. So we took all the fees that we had in there. We kept everything the same. The only one that we made that we added different was the other fees for parks, which is park temporary structure inspection fee. And there was never a fee for that. But we are recommending a fee of $35 beginning in January 2020. Many of these are enforced by the RecPlex staff, by Rachel over at the rentals. Some of them, like with the alcohol, are with the village clerk, Jane Snell, or her assistant. So even though other departments may be implementing or enforcing them, it's still a part of the park ordinance. So we are looking to adopt this by resolution, the fees, as presented this evening.
Anyone have any questions regarding the fees?
So just a point of clarification, I believe the resolution, at least that we're planning on doing, is bringing a resolution that will be comprehensive before the Village Board. I presume that we need this resolution to come before the Park Commission. Are they recommending it to the Village Board, or are they adopting, and then we would be – I'm just asking for a
sure,
point of clarification.
Sure, sure. I apologize for not being clear with that. And so like any of the ordinance or resolution changes that happen, the Park Commission would recommend it to the Village Board for adoption. Then the Village Board has the ultimate authority in approving them.
Correct.
If it was Park and Open Space Plan, then it goes to the Plan Commission. The Plan Commission makes a recommendation to the Board. But for this component of it, it would just be directly to the board. So I appreciate that clarification. Thank you.
I have a question on the temporary structure inspection fee. Is that like a daily fee that would be assessed if it's up for more than a day, or how does that?
That is where, when they're all done with the rental, someone goes onto the site, whichever site that it is on, and just make sure, did somebody back up with a car to a structure and it was wet and they made a bunch of ruts? Did somebody damage something? You know, so it's just an inspection fee that either the RecPlex staff or the park staff after rental goes through, does the inspection, verifies that everything is back to the pre-rental condition, and then releases the security funds.
And for anybody, like, for example, that visited the perimeter of, like, say, Lake Andrea and brought, you know, one of those temporary pop-up 12-by-12 tents, none of that's...
No, you do not need a structure for that. There are some inspections that the fire department would have to do also, and that could be included because they have to do a fire inspection and any of the tents, I believe, that have sides on them.
Okay, but those open canopies...
But just a small 10-by-10 pop-up where you put...
For shade.
Your hamburger buns under or whatever, yeah. It's not required for that.
Okay, thank you. Looks nice.
Any other questions?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And finally, we get over there. Under 7, Park Commission comments. Anyone have any comments?
No, ma'am.
Hearing none, may I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll see you all in February.